I'm frequently asked, what is cytokine release syndrome? Overall, cytokine release syndrome is a massive outpouring of inflammatory cytokines in response to an inflammatory stimulus. Now, this is seen in haploidentical transplants, where there is only a half match between donor and recipient, and there is an outpouring of inflammation due to this recognition. Cytokine release syndrome is also seen in chimeric antigen receptor therapy, where the targeted cells, the tumor cells, are being attacked by the T cell that's been modified to attack a particular antigen that is expressed on the surface of the cancer cell. This leads again to a massive outpouring of cytokines, which need to be managed. Cytokine release syndrome, especially in the context of chimeric antigen receptor therapy, is an inflammatory condition that, interestingly enough, leads to very high levels of interleukin-6. Now, the original study done by the Penn group showed that these patients with very high IL-6 levels can be treated with tocilizumab. Tocilizumab is an anti-IL-6 receptor antibody, so it binds to the IL-6 receptor, preventing IL-6 from activating and end-stage cells or endothelial cells, inflammatory cells, a variety of things that can be upregulated in terms of inflammation by IL-6. So tocilizumab is a critical component of the treatment of cytokine release syndrome. If this is getting worse, in other words, the patient is not responding to tocilizumab, steroids are now the gold standard treatment that follows patients who are not responding well to tocilizumab or who have accelerated CRS such that it's life-threatening. CRS can be very life-threatening, and thus it's very important to recognize and treat this syndrome.